chatter for Chilled Matters. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Steve Stevenson. Yeah. We've got a lot of things. Are you laughing at my picture?
Yeah.
It wasn't actually intended to be a penis, but it definitely qualifies now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's phallic-shaped.
That's
sure.
Right. It was actually me plotting out my girlfriend's Christmas gift, and then I never finished it. I'm serious.
She got dick.
She got dick. Exactly.
Oh, man.
And not even mine. She just got dick. She got dick for Christmas.
Speaking of dicks.
Perfect segue. Our viewer, our listener submitted question. Go ahead and read it. Read it for the folks.
Dear Fireside Chatter, how do I get Woody Allen to stop texting?
Legitimate question.
That's fair.
Legitimate question. Sometimes
I hear a lot of people have that problem with Woody Allen.
I hear that too with Woody Allen. And lots of celebrities actually too. Hey, don't touch me anymore. Don't touch me there. Don't show yourself to me. Don't show me yours and I'll show you mine.
Nope.
And yet they continue doing it. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And not in a sense of like, it's not funny, obviously, for the victim. That's a horrible, horrible thing. I think the reason why it's funny is because so many famous people are awful.
Oh, yeah.
Like people you would have never guessed, and they're just horrible, horrible people. Or people you would have guessed.
Yeah.
And you're like, this confirms how awful they are.
Yeah.
Like Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey, I think, was kind of a shock.
Yeah, he was a little bit of a shock.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, now that you look at it, like, was it a stretch?
Right. Exactly. You could see him, like, kind of monotone, like, I'm going to put my hand down your pants now. Now, Steve, now. Is that a good Kevin Spacey? I can't tell.
I know, I'm slightly frightened. So I'd say yes.
He's always like cold sociopathic characters too.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm the president.
Yeah.
Or Lex Luthor or somebody.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
You'll have to look that one up if you didn't get it.
That's a great fucking movie.
Oh yeah.
Seven.
Well, I mean, it's been tarnished now. I mean, like, you think about all the good stuff that's come out.
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of ruined.
I know.
I mean, like, I can't go back and watch it and not think that, you know, he's kind of a creep.
Right. Yeah. And, well, there's something, to be perfectly honest, that we've been discussing over the past couple of months. And going back and forth with some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an idea for a little game that we call the Perv Pool.
Perv Pool?
The Perv Pool.
Wow.
The Perv Pool. Come to the Perv Pool.
Perv Pool.
We should have some theme music.
We should. It should perv be like, pool. Yeah, like a...
Perv Pool.
Perv Pool.
Dr. Dre will hop in. No one will welcome everybody to the Perv Pool. I bet he's one.
Oh,
there
you know,
we go.
Well, he did throw a woman down a flight of stairs.
He did throw a woman down a flight of stairs.
He did.
Didn't he?
He did. He totally threw a hoe down some stairs.
As was she a hoe?
I don't know.
refer to her as a hoe.
Maybe it was Felicia.
Could have been Felicia.
Could have been Felicia. Yeah. Bye, Felicia.
What? I like that movie. That's a good movie. And they're all woman beaters, I think, aren't they?
I don't know.
At least beaters.
I think Ice Cube, I think he was a solid all right dude.
Was he?
Yeah.
You don't think he beat anybody?
I don't know.
Oh, he's beat people. I don't know if he's beaten his wife.
Oh.
I think he's definitely slapped
he's
a bitch, curb though.
Style. Probably.
Yeah.
Growing up on the streets.
Yeah. You saw that movie. He like trashed that guy's office.
I saw like bits and pieces. I haven't watched the whole thing.
Oh,
through.
It's so good.
Yeah, I've heard it's good.
I like when he does the No Vaseline. Which is like, it's the diss song towards NWA when he leaves it.
Oh.
And they're all like Paul Giamatti's in it. So he's like their Jewish like agent. And he talks about like Jews in the song. And he's like, this is bullshit. Racist piece of shit. And it's great. It's always fun watching Paul Giamatti freak out. And everybody else is just normal. Like he's
every movie
like,
he freaks out.
He does.
Yeah.
He does one of two things. Paul Giamatti has one of two modes. He has, come on, man, I'm trying to sell you something here.
Yeah, he's like,
Or he's freaking out going, come on!
Yeah.
On the sidelines of like the boxing match and Cinderella Man or like something.
The Howard Stern movie.
The Howard Private Parts?
Yeah, he was in
Paul Giamatti's in
there? Yeah, his manager, not his manager, but his like radio boss.
No shit.
And he's like, I quit. He's like, you can't quit.
You can't quit, Howard. You can't.
You can't say these things on air. What about Howard Stern? What do you think he's one of them?
Maybe, like, yeah. Oh. Here's another one for the perf pool. Howard Stern. So we have Dr. Dre, Howard Stern, maybe Paul Giamatti.
Oh.
Maybe. He's close to winning an Oscar, so I think he's probably close.
Oh, yeah. He's,
I think
that
it's a
power
lot of the,
trip. He's like, I'm winning an Oscar.
That's why I think you got George Clooney and all them in hiding. I bet George Clooney, like,
I don't think
something.
He would have to be, though. He is a good-looking, suave fella.
Yes. But you don't think that George Clooney has passed a 15-year-old girl and, like, gripped up her ass or something? I feel like he's
Here's
just got eyes that a 15-year-old girl.
I can't see it, but with all this other stuff that's coming out, it's not out of the... To be realistic, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to think that, because I like George Clooney.
Yes. He seems like a nice guy, but we don't know him.
But I liked Kevin Spacey, too.
Everybody liked Kevin Spacey. He was a real classy dude.
Yeah.
Seemingly. Yeah. But that's the thing. I think that the ultimate... Before we get back to the
Matt
comedy
Lauer.
Of this.
Who saw that
Matt
coming?
Lauer, I know. Lauer. I would have thought it was Al Roker.
Oh, that. He did shit himself in the White House.
Did he really?
Yeah, I wouldn't put anything past that, man. You ever heard that story?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, we got to Google that.
We can Google it, but let me just say... I think the ultimate message that everybody needs to take from this whole thing is don't worship your celebrities. Be critical of them. You know what I mean? Because everybody has this like celebrity worship where they're like, Kevin, like they think of him as like Santa Claus. I call it the Santa syndrome.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh yeah, I love this such and such. I love that, you know, and you're like, ultimately you have to be critical because you don't know them. They're strangers. They're just in movies and shit, and you think you're attached to them, but you're not.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like you think they got their shit together, mm-hmm. and next thing you know, they're hanging themselves jerking off in a closet and they get found dead. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Or
like David Carradine.
Right.
I'm sure he was a great guy, but he's a weirdo.
But he enjoyed a little
auto-erotic asphyxiation.
A little choking.
He liked
to be
too
choked.
Much, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how long he was doing that before that, and this time it just went.
I know. Isn't that
planned.
That's the interesting question of that. How long
has it been going on? You think he'd be really good at it at this point. Like
I know.
He would know when to stop.
Unfortunately. Like, okay, I got 3 seconds.
Lungs weren't what they
before
used to.
Before I come.
I thought you were going to say pass out, but.
Oh, no, well, yeah, I guess there's that, too. But anyway, perf pool.
Oh, perf pool.
Anyway, back to perverts. Who are your guys that you brought on the perf pool?
The perf pool. Here's my list.
Okay.
Now bear with me.
All right. I'm bearing.
Okay. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Did we see that one?
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, that dude's nuts.
Here's one.
Okay.
Jerry Seinfeld. Could you see
really?
It? Could you see
Actually,
it?
Actually, didn't he get married to a 17-year-old?
I think he did.
Yes.
When he was like in his 30s.
So there you go. That's kind of statutory too.
Well,
and people called him out on it and he was like, what? I can't sleep with a 17-year-old. She's practically 18. She's a day before she's 18. That's a pretty good Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, it was.
I'm shocked.
Or Jimmy Stewart. Like, you could have played it.
There's a little bit of wisdom and
Maybe
magic. Jimmy. Mary, I want you to look up to the moon over there. And I want you to pull down your pants and... Let me finger you.
What?
Finger you right in the butthole, Mary. That's all I want to do, Mary.
That just ruined It's a Wonderful Life.
You don't think Jimmy Stewart put his fingers inside some...
some orifices?
That's so fucked up.
Unconsent.
I want you to go ahead and spread your cheeks for me real wide. He's starting to go south now. I don't know what the fuck's happening to that impression.
He's getting...
How about Patrick Stewart?
I don't
know. Hello.
I hope not. That would crush
wheels
it.
Up in his Professor
what about
X
Betty
chair?
White?
That's one that like, I yeah, I think
she's
we
got
mentioned.
Decades. Like she
yes.
could have been a horn dog back then.
Our
in
producer
day.
Merlot, I think, suggested Betty.
Oh really?
White, just because she loves her so much. Like we were talking about the most heartbreaking ones. Because Stan Lee just accused, whether or not it's true or
I
not.
I don't
is
believe
up for
that one, and if it is happening, it's because he's old and crazy.
Right.
It's not
right.
his fault.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. What would be the most devastating ones? I'll tell you, Steven Spielberg would be fucking devastating.
Really? For you?
That dude is like the old Jewish grandfather of Hollywood.
He's the king of Hollywood.
Being like, I never wanted to make movies, but here I am.
Big as a
making
dick.
Movies. He's so like, he was like, I didn't even want to make Indiana Jones 4. George made me do it. Fuck you.
Who do you think's richer?
Oh, they're both fucking. Yeah. Lucas only just because of the merchandise.
Oh, and Disney,
you know what I mean?
Buying shit.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. He's fucking, he's loaded.
And he's only, he only created Star Wars.
Right. And Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Well, he did Willow, too. That's got to count for something.
Yeah, Willow was
all
right.
But all those Mad Mardigan toys American flying
graffiti.
Off the shelves. Yeah, American Graffiti. I want a squeezable Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Whoa. Did he come out?
No. But could you see it?
Oh, I could see it. Yeah.
That
oh,
bald,
yeah.
He's not, the bald. He went bald young.
He did go bald.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, here we go. Jim Henson,
yeah. I think we talked about that.
What? Now, here's a...
Well, the joke with Jim Henson is, one day he came into work and he used me as the puppet. That's the joke. I had to make that
you
joke.
You with fingers and buttholes today.
Apparently. Well, it was everybody, man. That was the thing back in the day.
That's what
Jimmy
they're doing.
Stewart, fucking Ron Howard. Larry King. Oh, you could see Larry King. He's been married like 7 times.
Yeah.
You know that dude has cheated on his wife.
Oh, I think he admittedly
did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's one. Now bear with me.
Yeah.
This is part of bear with me.
Yes. By the way, we're filing formal charges with all these people. Every single person that we've mentioned.
Living or dead.
Hashtag me too.
Okay. So here's one, and I don't think this would ever be a possibility, but think about it.
Okay.
What about Hillary Clinton?
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, think about it.
Like a revenge fuck against Bill. You know what I'm saying?
With an
like,
intern.
You want to get your dick sucked? Grabs, like, the Secretary of State and shoves his face at her cooch. How do you like this, Bill? I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that. She's a powerful woman, my friend. She's a powerful woman. And I'll tell you, that powerful woman.
Out.
Oh, yeah. She's gonna. Oh, that's horrifying. But you wouldn't say a word. Those Clintons are powerful fucking people. They will have you killed.
Mm-hmm.
They will have you killed. She's killed people. She's fucking killed people. Hasn't she? I'm pretty sure she's killed someone.
I think she may have been. I don't know.
There's got to be somewhere on record. You know how Ted Kennedy like ran a girl off of a bridge.
What?
He like
no.
His car like he hit a girl and they fell off of a bridge and then she drowned.
Did they fall or did they get hit in the?
Well, he hit her.
Oh.
Or something. I honestly don't know the details of this at all. All I know is that she was like drowning. She drowned. He got up and left.
Why?
And then didn't report it for a full day beforehand. Or after.
Yeah, there's something fishy there.
Oh, yeah, it's fucked up.
He was.
So if the Kennedys are killing people, you better damn well guarantee that Hillary Clinton has snapped a motherfucker like a Slim Jim. What did you say?
Good picture.
My emails? I don't know.
Oh, the emails.
The emails. But her emails. Enough with the emails.
Maybe that's why she doesn't want those released.
Huh?
Maybe that's why she doesn't want them released. There's some
the emails?
Yeah.
I thought they already came out. I thought Obama was like they were less than interesting.
All 30.
Remember that?
It was like 30,000 emails or something.
What if Obama?
Whoa.
What if Obama, man? Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Hope is dead, man. Hope is dead.
Oh no. Well, not really. I mean, our current president's kind of. He's bulletproof.
Yeah, he's
apparently.
A joke. Fucking okay. Keep naming. I'm sorry.
Nope. No, that's no problem. Denzel Washington.
Oh,
could you
Lord,
see it?
That is sad.
Could
that's
you see
a sad
it?
One. I would like to hope not.
I don't
he's
think,
like a hero.
I don't think Denzel has been good in the last 10 years.
Okay. All right. Okay. My man.
King Kong ain't got shit. How about me? All right, Yoda.
Oh, yes. Did you see him in The Last
I
Jedi?
I did.
Spoilers. Yeah, he was really green. He was too green.
He's dead.
I think.
I think he was. Well, he was.
I remember him from the old
movies.
He was
a ghost.
I know he's a ghost, but, like, he was too green even for a ghost. That motherfucker should
well,
be
Slimer
more.
Well, Slimer was pretty green. He was a ghost.
That's true. That's true. And he only got greener.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Oh.
Man.
Any domesticated house dog.
Okay.
They'll hump the shit out of you, and that's
true.
Cute. That's cute. We don't accept that, or we right. accept that.
Right. But humanity
no.
gets a pass.
Your dog's a serial rapist. Bob Barker.
Oh, no. Now, Drew Carey, I would rather it be. I don't like Drew Carey.
Ah, but Bob Barker.
But Bob Barker's really sad. He'd take that thin microphone.
He already had a sex scandal.
Did he really?
Yeah, with the letter
now
girl.
Now you bid on the hoe.
The one letter girl.
The one letter girl?
The one that would turn the you know.
Stop pushing the button. Stop pushing the lever.
Remember to spade and neuter your pets.
right. Yeah, and now Drew Carey says it, and he's like, hey, now we got to get your pets spayed and neutered. I'm Drew Carey. I had a show once. Fuck you, Drew Carey. Fuck
Drew.
You. I hope you get indicted, Drew Carey.
I'm going to tell you, I liked the Drew Carey show when it was on.
When it was on, but you were very, very young, and
that
you didn't
true.
Know any better.
I didn't.
I'm telling you, if you see clips from that show, there is not an ounce of humor in that show. There is not an ounce of humor. An ounce. An ounce, Jerry.
Well, we'll
an ounce.
I'll have to go back. I'll have to go back.
It's interesting. It's really like it's a time hop. I mean, I was very young when that show came out too. But when you go back, you see like, oh my, I found this funny. He is just awful. The whole time he's just like, wow, look at things happening. Like he's so awkward. He's like a Muppet. He is a Muppet. He is a giant Muppet. Drew Carey is a giant Muppet.
All right.
Writing it
it's
down.
It's been settled.
Writing it down.
You should write him a
Drew
letter. We should.
Carey is.
Our next episode should be an open letter to Drew Carey.
Muppet.
Open letter to Drew Carey.
I like that. And I'll write it.
Yeah. We'll talk
Dear
about.
Drew Carey. You motherfucker. I spelled it. Another fucker. Okay, here's your next one.
I add Shaq.
Shaq?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be crushing?
It would.
It would be,
Shaq Attack.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I could never watch, what's that genie movie he did?
Oh,
Shazam. I could never
no,
watch
Kazam.
It again.
Kazam.
I could never watch that again.
He raps in that movie.
He does.
He's a singing, rapping genie.
I used to love that movie when I was a kid. I probably watched it like 100
like,
times.
Kablam! I'm coming at you like Kazam! Those are his rhymes.
I just remember he made it rain Skittles and then cheeseburgers.
He did,
and then,
didn't he?
Yeah.
He was magic.
He was.
Yeah, until that kid grew up. Remembered all of it.
Oh, I thought you meant in real life, because I'm pretty sure he went to prison.
Did he really?
I don't know.
The kid from Kazam?
I'm pretty sure.
I could see that.
I'm pretty sure.
I could see that.
Pretty sure.
I could see that.
Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel.
I could see it.
He'd have to wear like a body condom before he did it, though.
Because
he's a germaphobe.
Fun fact. never liked him.
No.
Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald, yeah.
I could see that sex scandal breaking.
Absolutely.
Like the guy that plays Ronald McDonald.
Yes.
Not Ronald McDonald in real life as the character, but like an actor playing
I could
Ronald.
See both the character and the actor.
It would be like a Jared Fogle
right,
situation.
Right. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Herpes.
Now, if that had happened, do you think they would have to get rid of the clown for PR
purposes? I think
they're
trying to move away from him already.
Yeah?
Because they're like, oh, people don't like clowns anymore.
They don't.
Which is true.
It's true.
They don't. But, like, I think they're trying to move away from him, and I think this would just cause him to go away forever. Mm-hmm. Like, they'd wipe it from everybody's existence. They have the power and the money to do that.
No, they do. They
to fucking buy a... Them and Disney, McDonald's and Disney combined, could create a giant MIB-style,
what
like,
do you think could buy
flashy
who?
Thingy.
McDonald's? Do you think they could outbuy Disney, or do you think Disney could outbuy McDonald's? So, like, if they were to be a corporate takeover.
That's a good question.
Who's got more money?
Fuck. The only reason...
No,
I
know.
They both started at the same time, kind of. Well,
yeah,
Disney's a little older.
Yeah,
but...
Yeah. But, like...
Fuck.
I know when McDonald's
that's a
has
good
got...
question.
I know when McDonald's has got the monopoly going, I'm buying
right.
fucking Big Macs, like, left and right.
That's true, yeah.
You know?
That's a fun
I can't remember the last Disney thing. Well, I guess I could, because Disney owns everything now.
Disney owns everything now.
Yeah.
Disney owns every... Ooh, Disney owns everything now, and McDonald's owns everything food.
It's true.
They will own the monopoly on food.
They will.
Within the next 50
They'll
years.
Buy them all.
Within the next 50 years. Give me your next person.
Who? Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
I mean, he's a cool dude, but, like, let's think about it.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see it.
And then Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I bet when he was underage, he was fucking underage girls.
Or I'd be more...
Get it? It's funny.
Isn't he still like 12?
Fucking Drew Carey, piece of shit. Oh, yeah, he's still 12.
All right, what about your list, sir?
Oh, okay, my list.
Your
okay.
list.
So I tried to think of I just tried to think of dudes I could see being perverts. Robert Downey Jr.
You know, I really like him, but I could see it.
Yes.
Especially in the drug years.
In the drug years, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. He didn't give a single fuck.
No fucks given.
No fucks given. Here's the one that would devastate me. Bill Murray. And I know Bill I've mentioned Murray. That one before, but Bill Murray, you could kind of see it. And our producer, our fearless producer, Merlo, she's going to make an appearance on the show here at some point.
Yes.
But so she came up and she like Googled it and she was like, actually, Bill Murray was already like he was there was a whole case against like his wife sued him for like battery and sexual assault and all this stuff. So I was like, wow, well, I guess that's kind of a thing. Mm. Yeah. But I'll tell you who would be really devastating. Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
There I was with my thick black and long penis. And there she was, a full 3 years old and looking like a fine piece of ass.
The Shawcrank. Redemption. Shawcrank.
And a Dufresne inserted his penis very slowly and very gently.
Without remorse.
Thrust repeatedly without remorse. Like a man who wasn't changed by that sort of thing at all. A man who couldn't feel love, but only physical pleasures. And boy, did I feel love for him. And more McConaughey than...
Yeah, well. Oh, Matthew McConaughey!
Matthew McConaughey!
All right. I could see it.
And he'd do the chess thing that he does in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, like, yeah.
He would do that.
What was the point of that?
I think it was just kind of a joke. Huh. Like, because that's how he warms up.
Huh.
Before he goes, I read an article, that's how he warms up before he goes
and does some acting.
And then they took that, and he was like, all right, I'll do that. Or how does he do it? He whistles his S's. That's the tough thing to do. But sounds great. But it always goes, sounds great. Sounds great. All right. It's right here.
I can't do it.
It's right here, Steve. Right between them bottom teeth. You got it, Steve.
No.
You got it, Steve.
No, I can't do it. I'll work on it.
Steve. That's really tough.
That is tough.
Holy shit.
I think my teeth are too straight.
Steve. Probably just sounds gay.
I can't blow.
Steve. Steven. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's another one.
Well,
but he already
the Gropinator.
He had an affair. He had an affair with this woman.
He was the Gropinator.
There's a story, and I don't know if I told this before on the show, but there's a story that exists.
Did he
out
touch
there.
You?
Yes.
Okay.
So now I talk like this.
It hurts.
It hurts to pee. So there's a story
Get
out there.
Get to the penis.
There's a story out there of him, of a journalist, going and opening up, accidentally walking into his trailer on the set of Terminator 2. And he's in half Terminator makeup, and he's eating out a girl. He's eating out a girl, and he just turns around slowly like the Terminator, and you hear the bum, 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 bum. And he goes, eating is not cheating. That's a story that's out there.
Really?
And then the same journalist saw him like 10 years later, and he asked him in like German, he was like, hey, is eating cheating? And he was like, ha, ha, how are you? That's real. I read that somewhere. I can't verify it at all. Please don't kill me, Arnold. He's another one of those government people who could probably be like, Kill him.
Do or it he do it himself. He's still pretty ripped.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm going to find you, bud.
And break your back. You'll never walk again.
I hope you have enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
That's an actual line.
Yeah.
It's great.
Was it The Running Man?
I think it was I think so. Or Last Action Hero.
That's the best line. That's the best line in any movie ever.
If you've... I just want to just spread the word about Last Action Hero before we move on. If you want to get like full Arnold Schwarzenegger, like you want to get an essence of him, if you don't, you're not familiar.
Yes.
Well, I don't know who wouldn't be.
Right.
But if you're going to introduce Arnold Schwarzenegger to somebody, Last Action Hero.
Right. Great fucking.
It's the best. It's the best movie.
What are you doing, kid? What are you doing in my movie? This is my movie.
I took a ticket to go into the screen, and now here I am.
You think my life is a movie?
You're wrong. Who is this Arnold Schwarzenegger guy? He'll never make it on that name. Get it? People told me that I would never make it on my name. But here I am.
30 million a film.
For real?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But at one point, yeah.
I want to make
T3.
Fuck it, $1 million. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yes. They were like, please come back.
30 million.
Apparently, Jerry Seinfeld was the guy who begged him to come back. Please,
really?
Arnold, come back.
Is that a joke or is that for real?
That's a joke.
Oh, I was like, what?
My voice sounded a little like Jerry, so I was like, Arnold!
If you would have told me it was real, I would have bought it.
Well,
I was gullible.
That
gullible.
Would be funny.
Yeah.
Arnold, you got to come back.
We'll do season 9 of Seinfeld.
Sounds good. I love that Kramer guy. He's funny. When he bursts in the room, like, ah!
It's a riot. They can't do it.
It's great. You do it.
It's a riot.
There you go. It's all in the throat. Everybody ask how you do Arnold. I tell him it's in the throat.
That's what she said.
It is. It's true.
Oh, but we could put ourselves on the perv pool after that.
We could.
But let's continue with your perv pool.
Okay, so
I think we've digressed.
We talked a little bit about John Travolta, I think.
Because
you could see him.
There's some stories out there.
That was more Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken! Christopher
he
Walken.
He did hold a watch up his ass.
You know.
For 2 years.
When you have a watch up your ass for 2 years. That's not, no. I've lost it.
That's all right.
It's all right. Tough when you don't see their movies after a while.
I'm going to stab you in the face. Now,
I'm going to stab you. Everything ends like this. On this note, I'm Leonardo DiCaprio's father in Catch Me If You Can, but I'm disapproving. Your mileage may vary. I was a psychic in the dead zone. You like that movie?
No.
That was great. I wasn't expecting that. That's how you do an impression of somebody when you're really lazy like me, though. You say, I was in the dead zone. You just name, like, their movies. Last Action Hero, yeah!
Kindergarten Cop.
Hey! What's the old airline punk?
He did the B movie, didn't he, Jerry
He
Seinfeld?
Did, that's right.
That was, like, the only thing he's done.
He was a B.
Yeah.
I'm a B!
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. Nobody saw that movie. No. I think it's like a meme now.
I think
one of them memes that the kids do. I don't know.
Perv pool.
The perv pool.
Who's next on your list?
James Spader.
Oh, I could totally see it, especially back in the early days.
Yes, because he did all of those movies about fucking. He's done like 10 different movies about fucking.
Yeah, and
fucking cars.
And it's weird because he was a decent looking dude back in the day.
Now
he just looks like shit.
Right,
like,
he does.
Like what happened?
Right. You know? So you could tell like probably around like, I would say a few years before The Office.
Yeah.
Like before he was on that, like the off, mm-hmm. before he was on The Office for some reason. I could see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my perv pool. And send us your perv pools.
Yeah.
Let's see who's on the perv pool. And if you get it, I'll send you $20.
Yeah.
I will literally send you $20 through Facebook money
on
our page.
We'll put it on Facebook.
We'll put it on
as
Facebook.
As a post, and then you can comment
who
you could see potentially being a perv
who
to come out to come out in the coming months.
And if they're the next one, by the time this episode is up there and out there and you're listening to it, if that person has come out and been a perv, send you $20.
Yeah, that's a deal.
$20.
That's
a
and an autograph.
Fucking idea. And an autograph.
Yeah.
Bud and Steve.
Yeah, we'll autograph that. That's we'll autograph right. the $20 bill.
We'll autograph the $20 bill.
And we'll frame it.
And we'll frame it.
Yeah.
Or you frame it.
Or you can frame it.
You do whatever the fuck
or
you
no,
want with it.
We'll autograph the photo of the perv, and then we'll frame that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yes, and then we'll be forever endowed in the legacy of this fucking perverted son of a bitch. This famous perverted son of a bitch. Whoever he is, just a head with a question mark.
Could be anybody. Nobody's off limits. Yeah.
That's right.
Betty White.
Betty White. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan
Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg.
George Lucas.
George Lucas.
I'm thinking about making some movies.
What kind of movies?
Some experimental movies.
The way you it's gonna get a re- Oh man, I've heard that before.
That's just really make sure, fucking funny.
just make sure that you be safe.
Right. Well, don't do anything I wouldn't do, George. Oh, I won't. You've never seen movies like this. No one will ever see him.
Can you? George Lucas. What if he dies and like he's just got like this treasure trove of horrible.
Oh yeah,
horrible.
Like Prince. He just has a vault of a bunch of stupid bullshit that he.
What if there's a whole other Star Wars movie that exists?
Yeah, it could be
filmed and everything,
and no one ever talked about it.
Yeah. Like off budget.
That's fantastic. Oh
in
my
another
God.
Country.
You just made every single Star Wars fan listening to this right now spontaneously come in his pants.
Huh.
Hey, that's pretty much the perv pool though, right?
Yeah, well, unless you had more.
I don't have more. Oh. I just want to encourage the listeners to send us theirs, and then we'll give them $20 if it's the next perv.
$20.
$20.
Signed photo of the perv.
Real or not real. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you could be accused. As long as they're accused and it's a headline,
if their name's out
it.
There, yeah.
I will count it.
We will count that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If you're the next one. It has to be the next one, though.
Mm.
Or within, we'll give them 2 weeks. Let's give them 2 weeks for their perv. John Goodman. John Good, just thought of that. John Goodman.
John Goodman.
What would you say if John Goodman had diddled someone?
The Big Lebowski 2 ain't coming out.
No. No, everything
for everybody.
John Goodman's gone.
Yeah. King Ralph?
Yes.
I actually like that movie.
King Ralph. That's great.
I can't imagine how many people listen to this and then they're like, what the fuck is that? So they have to Google all this stuff. Like King
Slow
Ralph.
Slow down!
Obscure John Goodman movie made in 1990.
I'm still going back to the George Lucas joke. Willow 2.
Willow.
All right, well, his voice is more Willow 2. What do you think about Willow 2?
He's got that goofy haircut.
So goofy.
Yeah.
He's so goofy. John Goodman should play him in the autobiography, the biopic.
The mockumentary. Like the George W. Bush
Star
one.
Star Wars! That'd be great. That'd be great. And it's just him, like, eating for half of it. Oh, I may have gone too far in a few places.
The whole idea with coming up with Jar Jar Binks, that whole session. Yeah.
That's when he started experimenting with cocaine.
It was a little late in the game.
There's
I'm surprised he didn't do it with Carrie Fisher.
I know, yeah. That's right. Yeah. She did do cocaine.
Lots of cocaine.
Yeah, off C-3PO's asshole.
And Dan Aykroyd's asshole.
Right.
You're going to have to look that one up, too.
Now, Carrie, you're absolutely wonderful, and I will allow you to do this cocaine directly off my asshole. That's my Dan Aykroyd. It's not very good. I'll work on it.
That's all right.
Send us your pervs.
Pervs.
Send us your pervs, firesidechatter.com, or our Facebook page, preferably our Facebook page.
Yes.
So then we can identify you and immediately forward you that money when you are our grand prize.
Yeah. Oh, hey, maybe we could even do a guest spot with the winner.
We'll do a guest spot with the winner. Why not? That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Let's do it. We'll have you on the show. We'll
so
give you $20.
It's like a prize package. So, let's go through
package.
What they can win.
Yeah.
Guest spot on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Framed picture of the perv that you have selected.
Mm-hmm.
Autographs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's there to lose?
And $20.
Yeah. And maybe free beer.
Maybe free beer. Who knows?
If you show up for the recording.
If you show up, yeah, who knows? So send us your pervs, and we will get back to you. But we've named some really good ones today, and I think we've learned a lot about each other.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. Good and bad.
Yeah. It's Fireside Chatter. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve.
Bye, everybody.